Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrafil enbiyeyi vel murselin. Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathira. Fa men ba'du. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of you have been on a large ship coming into port when it drops anchor while it's still out at sea, and then radios in for a pilot to guide him into the channel and into the port. And you will see a tugboat that comes out of the port and signals the ship, and then the ship will follow that tug captain all the way safely into port. Now, why do they do that? Because that harbor probably has some shallow waters and has sandbars and has rocks and so on under the surface, which have the possibility to snag the ship, for the ship to run aground, which would of course be a major disaster, because the ship would be stuck there. And like we saw in the case of the container ship in the Suez Canal, it can result in some very major and avoidable losses. So nobody wants that. So they have pilots, and the pilot is a very highly paid job, because he guides the ship safely into anchor. Now, why am I talking about pilots today in the Fajr Reminder? Because today we are living in a world where we need pilots to guide us safely into harbor. And that is the world of WhatsApp fake videos. Just now, with the Taliban victory in Afghanistan, the fake video industry, which was doing very well as it is, got another major boost, because now they have another topic on which to make these videos. And I'm sure, just like me, you have also been receiving these videos from your well-meaning jobless friends, who seem to have nothing better to do than to forward videos on WhatsApp. I had, of course, left WhatsApp, and technically I'm still off WhatsApp, but unfortunately I am blessed with people who I can't do without, and who can't do that, and those people can't do without WhatsApp, so I'm stuck, and so I still have WhatsApp just about breathing, but I don't use it, or try not to use it as much as possible, but occasionally I do have to use it, and of course it's there, so I get these videos. Now, I want to say to you something, which is that Rasulullah ﷺ said that, and this is the meaning of the hadith. I am not quoting the exact hadith, but he said that it's enough for somebody he didn't use the word forward, but the equivalent of forward, which is just to communicate something without verification, for that person to be branded a liar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about very much the same thing in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when a person comes to you, especially a fasiq, comes to you with news, with information, then do not do anything until you have confirmed that information, until you are absolutely certain about that information. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not believe that information until you have confirmed it with complete certainty. Otherwise, you may need to regret whatever you say or do without first confirming that information which came to you. In another place, Rasulullah ﷺ said that if a person comes to you and complains about somebody and says, so-and-so attacked me and blinded me in one eye, and you can see that this person making this complaint is actually blinded in one eye, Rasulullah said, do not believe him until you investigate the matter, because the fact is that it is possible that this person attacked the other one first and blinded him in both eyes. So he's not the oppressed one, he's actually the oppressor. The issue of fake videos is like that. Now, therefore, what must you do? Simplest thing to do is delete it. Let your phone be the qabristan. Let it be the cemetery of all forwarded videos. Right? Everything. Just kill it on your computer. And if there are any so-called friends of yours who are experts at this, who send you video after video after video, Swan. I mean, I sometimes, about some people, I seriously wonder whether WhatsApp is paying them, because the amount of time that they must be spending in just sitting there and forwarding the videos, and I'm assuming that they would have seen those videos, if not fully, then at least partially, then it looks like most of their day is spent doing that. Now, if you do something for most of the day, then that's your job. And so I'm assuming that WhatsApp probably pays them for it. Be that as it may, the fact remains that what must you do? So therefore, first thing to do is kill it. Don't watch it. Don't even waste your time watching it. Kill it. Secondly, friends, so-called friends who have nothing better to do than to send you videos, ban them. Cut them out of WhatsApp. Block them. It's very simple. Go to the top three dots on the top right corner. The pull-down menu is there, and in that menu, block that individual. So you don't hear anything from them after that. Believe me, if there was something important, then they will find some way of contacting you. So you don't lose that. You don't lose out anything. And people like that are not concerned about anything important. They are concerned about useless things. They have nothing to do, so they do it in your space. If you are among those who cannot kill these videos, then at least verify the authenticity of the video. Now, that is easier said than done. Because first of all, you have to verify the date of that video. Is it an old video from some other decade which is now being peddled as something which happened yesterday? Because that is the case with a lot of them. Second thing is, you have to verify whether what you are seeing really is what you are seeing. Seeing is no longer believing. Believe me, seeing is believing is an old proverb which is no longer true. For example, you might see a video of people celebrating something, right? Everyone is obviously having a good time, they're celebrating something. And their caption there says, these people are celebrating this disaster which happened in this country. So now the whole color of that celebration changes, and you start hating the people who are celebrating this disaster. But when you go into when you authenticate that video, you discover that that was an Eid party, or that was a Christmas party or something. It was people were celebrating a happy event which happened. The caption is what did the trouble. But because you just believe what you see, your mind is already made up about those people to say, this is a bunch of evil people who celebrate disasters which happened to us. Right? Now, you made up your mind that you want to hate those people because they are evil because of the video that you saw. Then comes the authentication says, you know what, you were wrong. Those people are not evil people. They are poor, innocent, good people. They were just celebrating. It was a marriage party. It was a Eid party. It was a Christmas party, whatever it was. And these, the 4th of July or whatever, these were the people, they were setting off fireworks and they were having a good time for a good event. It had nothing to do with you or your disaster. Now, the problem is that once you made up your mind, to unmake your mind and remake your mind is one of the most difficult things in the world. people do not want to change their mind about something which they've already decided. Because the big problem with changing your mind is that you first have to admit that you were wrong. And nobody wants to admit that they were wrong. So people would rather stick to a false opinion rather than change that into a factual opinion. And so the hate industry, the fake news industry thrives and prospers. Believe me, there are people who are making billions of dollars, not even millions. They're making billions of dollars based on your gullibility, on your willingness to believe every piece of trash that comes on your phone. Please, stop doing that. Stop becoming and being puppets in the hands of others and stop helping them to make money by wasting your life. Kill every fake video that comes on your phone. It's as simple as that. Right? Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.